Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. My name is Rajesh Lake, and today we are diving into the rise of India's toy industry, fascinating transformation, one that's happening right in the toy box. From being heavily dependent on cheap imports, India is now emerging as a serious player in the global toy market. But how did this happen? What policies, innovations, and entrepreneurs drove this change? And where do we go from here? To help us understand this exciting journey, today we have with us our expert, Vinod Kumar, President of India SME Forum, who has closely been tracking this sector. Welcome to Money Talk, Vinod.
Thank you very much. Such a pleasure to be here.
India's toy industry has undergone a remarkable turnaround. Imports have come down by 52%. Exports have soared by an extraordinary 239%. And the Indian toys are now reaching over 150 countries across the globe. All this in just about 8 years. In simple terms, Vinod, what triggered this transformation?
As you rightly mentioned, India's toy manufacturing ecosystem has undergone, I'd say, a significant transformation under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi, where we have evolved from being heavily import dependent to becoming an emerging global manufacturing and export hub. And this has contributed specifically to micro, small, medium enterprises, startups, artisans, and enterprises that are primarily design-led. Now, if we look at overall, maybe 7, 8, 10 years back, almost 85% of the toys that were sold in India were imported. And these were imported primarily from low-cost manufacturing economies. Now, Indian toy makers, especially micro or small enterprises, traditional clusters, and artisans, basically struggled with issues of unfair competition. There was lack of quality standards. There were fragmented supply chains. And obviously, you know, majority of these people did not have very good design capabilities and market access. However, you know, when we look at what exactly has happened the last decade, there's been a combination of policy reforms, quality regulation, local manufacturing incentives, and the broader vision of, I'd say, Atmanirbhar Bharat, through which the ecosystem has witnessed remarkable momentum, I'd say. One of the most important interventions was the strengthening of the quality control orders, the QCOs as we know them, and the mandatory BIS standard for toys, which curbed the inflow of substandard imports and created sort of a level playing field for Indian clusters that were engaged in manufacturing toys. There was also a simultaneous increase in custom duty on imported toys, which encouraged domestic manufacturing and also investments into local production capabilities. You may all remember that the government identified toys as a, I'd say, priority sector under the Vocal for Local and Make in India campaigns, which the Honorable Prime Minister pushed for, which gave a major boost to domestic entrepreneurs, women-led enterprises, artisans, and everybody engaged in wooden toys, educational toys, electronic toys, STEM-based learning products. So you had traditional toy clusters. For example, from Karnataka, there was the Chennapatna. From the state of Andhra Pradesh, we had the Kondapalli, Etikopakka. There were toy clusters in Varanasi. They all received a lot of attention for preservation, modernization, and global branding. Now, from there, we've also seen that we had the Startup India initiative, which sort of brought in the digital commerce platforms, including the ONDC, GEM, and all the other e-commerce marketplaces that democratized market access for small toy manufacturers. And I'd say another very important shift, which has been the integration of toys with India's education and skilling vision under the National Education Policy 2020, where we've all seen the emphasis on experiential learning, creativity, problem solving, indigenous knowledge systems, which have had increased demand, whether it was for educational, scientific, cultural, or do-it-yourself toys, which are manufactured in India. Overall, I feel under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, the toy industry is no longer just a consumer goods segment, but it has become a strategic sector, which is linked to manufacturing, culture, creativity, skilling, child development, and obviously exports. This is what I feel is a situation where India is standing at the threshold of not just being a large market for toys, but we are now also globally recognized for safe, innovative, culturally rooted, and high-quality toy manufacturing led by micro and small enterprises.
Okay. That's quite an introduction as to what triggered the transformation. What were the key policy measures, Vinod, that made the imports fall by up to 52%, which is quite a massive drop? So what were the measures taken that made this happen?
Almost 6-7 years back, if you look at, we imported a large percentage of our toys, especially low-cost plastic and electronic toys and all that. And majority of our imports were largely dominated by Chinese manufacturing ecosystems. Whereas Indian toy manufacturers struggled to compete on pricing, scale, and so on and so forth. This was primarily linked to, I'd say, 6 things. So you have the mandatory BIS quality standards for toys that came in. We had the higher custom duties. We had stricter compliance and testing requirements for imported toys. And we also brought in the anti-dumping and quality control measures. Now, these 4, along with the vocal for local push and Make in India push, which sort of saw enhanced manufacturing capacity locally for toys, and the consumer sentiment, which basically pushed against using imported toys, which was so easy, so cheap, and it was almost like majority of the toys were dumped into India.
Vinod, we also have with us at this point of time a toy maker, Chitari. He joins us from Maharashtra. Let's hear what he has to say about toy making and what transformation that has come into the toy industry. Chitari, aapka bahut swagat hai Money Talks mein.
Thank you, sir.
Aap bataiye ki aapki kahani kya hai?
Mera naam Amit Chitari hai. Main Sawantwadi se artisan karke hu. Aur hum log ek meri ye fourth generation hai. Abhi bhi hum log wooden toys bana rahe hai idhar Sawantwadi mein.
Okay.
Especially hamara jo toys hai wo Ganjifa art related hai. Ganjifa traditional art hai. उससे जो कलर स्कीम है वो उसमें जुड़ी है.
ओके, तो आप मुझे ये बताइए कि कुछ सालों से आपने क्या बदलाव देखा है टॉय इंडस्ट्री में आते हुए?
अभी लोगों का माइंड थोड़ा चेंज हो गया है. लोग फिर से वुडन टॉयज के बढ़ रहे हैं क्योंकि प्लास्टिक वगैरह को ज्यादा यूज नहीं करना चाहते क्योंकि ये ऑर्गेनिक जो मतलब जो लकड़ी का खिलौना है ना उसको ज्यादा प्रेफर कर रहे हैं लोग अभी.
ओके, और आपको क्या सरकार की योजनाओं से कुछ फायदा हुआ है?
बिल्कुल फायदा हुआ है. उसकी वजह से हमने थोड़े हमारे वर्कशॉप में ऑटोमेशन मतलब सीएनसी मशीन्स वगैरह खरीद लिए हैं तो उससे प्रोडक्शन ज्यादा हो रहा है हमारा.
और आप क्या सोचते हैं कि आजकल जो आपके ग्राहक हैं वो ज्यादा अवेयर हैं सस्टेनेबिलिटी के? वो जानते हैं कि प्लास्टिक से कितने लाभ नहीं मिलते हैं जितना लकड़ी के टॉयज से मिलते हैं, बच्चों के लिए वो ज्यादा सेफ है. क्यों आजकल ये अवेयरनेस आ गई है क्या लोगों के बीच में?
बिल्कुल सर, आ गई है क्योंकि ज्यादा करके लोग है ना कि अपने बच्चों के तरफ से ज्यादा सेफली सोचना शुरू कर दिया है क्योंकि लकड़ी का कुछ साइड इफेक्ट नहीं होता और हम लोग जो लकड़ी यूज करते हैं वो स्पेशली जामुन की लकड़ी यूज करते हैं.
ओके,
बच्चे के लिए तो जामुन की लकड़ी जो रहती है ना वो बच्चों ने ना मुंह में डाली तो उसका साइड इफेक्ट नहीं होता है.
तो आप क्या आपके ये जो टॉयज हैं ये भारत से बाहर भी एक्सपोर्ट किए जाते हैं?
हाँ सर, होते हैं लेकिन हम लोग नहीं करते, हमारे से लेके दूसरे लोग करते हैं.
चितारी, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आपका हमसे जुड़ने के लिए.
थैंक यू सर.
सो विनोद, कमिंग बैक टू यू आफ्टर लिसनिंग टू व्हाट चितारी सेड टू अस दैट ही हैज बीन इन दिस बिजनेस फॉर द पास्ट 4 decades वेयर चाइना हैज डोमिनेटेड द ग्लोबल टॉय मार्केट. नाउ हाउ इज इंडिया नाउ कम्पीटिंग लाइक पीपल लाइक चितारी कम्पीटिंग विद देम? And what is our edge over Chinese manufacturers?
If you look at the overall toy ecosystem, I feel micro and small enterprises have largely responded very, very positively to the government's initiatives in the toy sector. And I think the policy push is one of the strongest examples of how targeted regulatory and industrial interventions can primarily revive domestic manufacturing ecosystem. So many toy manufacturers used to talk to us about the fact that there was intense pressure from low-cost imports, especially in those that were in the unorganized and mass market segments. A large number of small manufacturers shut down operations or shifted to trading imported products due to unsustainable competition. The government's interventions, especially the mandatory BIS quality standards and the high import duties, fundamentally changed the industry sentiment after the Vocal for Local campaign and the Honorable Prime Minister's reiterating over and over again that we need to look at, you know, how do we get back our own manufacturing and stop buying toys from all over the world. So if you ask me how MSMEs have reacted, a lot of them, like Chitari just talked about, have restarted or expanded domestic production capacities. They have increasingly adopted quality standards. They have modernized operations, improved product safety, and also invested in better manufacturing practices. So today, what you have is you don't have people that are just making products for the Indian market, but for a globally competitive ecosystem throughout the world. And Indian consumers obviously have this improved consumer trust in Make in India products. You've seen huge emergence due to the Startup India initiative, where you have had startups which are focused on STEM toys, educational kits, do-it-yourself learning products, AI-enabled learning tools, sustainable toys, culturally rooted Indian storytelling products. And that is where you are finding even the generational toy makers that are finding opportunities in combining manufacturing with education, creativity, digital learning. We just heard this from this artisan from Savantwadi. We've had toy clusters from Etikopaka, for example, or Kondapalli or Chennapatna, which have actually seen renewed attention throughout the world. And they've seen exports from India, which, again, due to the emergence of e-commerce platforms, digital marketplaces, and people around the world coming to know about the fact that, you know, what we offer is something that no other country in the world offers. We offer completely organic toys, and they are highly educational. I remember, even in my own childhood, toys from Chennapatna that used to come, and how we used to use them to spur our creativity and stuff. So today, MSMEs have much easier access to affordable finance. We have common testing and education facilities for capacity building of entrepreneurs through the Vishwakarma and all the other schemes that the government of India has put in place. There's great branding and export promotion support that's happening through e-commerce and non-e-commerce platforms. So logistics costs have reduced, definitely.
Okay.
And we're seeing manufacturing clusters which have huge plug-and-play infrastructure that is actually being developed. Overall, I'd say the government's toy story is not just a sectoral policy, but a proof point that India can successfully rebuild domestic manufacturing ecosystems.
You know, in continuation to what you just mentioned, and you also mentioned about a rich tradition of wooden fabric and handcrafted toys from Chennapatna to Kondapalli, these artisans benefiting from the government's production-linked incentive scheme and quality control orders play in reshaping this industry?
Absolutely. You see, what you are able to see today is a structural shift in the ecosystem. From a largely import-driven toy market, where you had only traders, which were simply importing and distributing products, our domestic manufacturing at very low scale. So what has happened is that people today have access to cluster-based schemes. People have access to financing through multiple mechanisms, right from the PMEGP program to the Stand Up India, Startup India programs, where women have got access to more finance. Those that are marginalized society entrepreneurs, they have gone a huge spur from the SCST hub initiatives of Stand Up and Startup and all that. You have traditional clusters which have been revived by various mechanisms of the government of India through cluster interventions and all that. You have women-led and artisan-led opportunities that have been brought about by the Vishwakarma scheme. And obviously, you know, you had formalization through the BIS certification, better integration with e-commerce and export channels and all of that. So overall, under the Prime Minister's leadership, the sector has evolved from a low priority import market into a manufacturing opportunity, which has provided a platform to our cultural and creative industry, our startup and innovation sector, our women-friendly micro and small enterprises, and created a global export opportunity where there none existed. So this is a lesson that we need to learn on how to reduce dependence on imports and how to actually build sectors that can actually be globally competitive in the longer run.
Okay. From policy reforms to passionate entrepreneurs, from ancient craft traditions to modern manufacturing, the rise of India's toy industry is truly a story of determination and vision. Thank you, Vinod, so much for joining us today and sharing your rich insights.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much for having me.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Money Talks.